Thanks, Gerard, and thanks everybody for coming today. We had a lot of great data shown over the last four presentations and a lot of good retrospective reviews of some amazing programs. And I had hoped also to be able to show some progress in our nursing projects in Haiti over the last 9 months. And actually, one of the programs I'll speak about, we've actually been trying to get going for the last 3 years. But I think if anybody's been paying attention to what's been going on in Haiti since January, but you know, even prior to that, you'll understand that unfortunately, I don't have a lot of retrospective information to show you, and that what I'm going to talk about is still very much in the future. It's also a really bad week for me to be talking about Haiti, and so sorry, because if you've been following the cholera epidemic and everything else that's going on, it just got into Port-au-Prince, confirmed cases yesterday. So our staff there and our teams there are just so overwhelmed. And I just want to thank them for, you know, the contributions that they've made to this presentation, but also to the amazing work that they're doing. It's just been one thing after another, after another, after another this year, and it's just really starting to wear on everyone. So pardon me if I get a little emotional or a little overwhelmed during the talk. So no disclosures other than to complain. This is just our staff. This is some of our nursing staff from our camps in Port-au-Prince from last week. And this is prior to Thomas coming, and you can see the storm clouds behind them. This is the temperament. This is the, what folks are going through. So when we get overwhelmed, when we start thinking about how tired we are from the three talks we have today or the other things that we've been working on, just keep these guys in mind, because they are just really, really overwhelmed. Partners in Health is an organization that's been working in Haiti for nearly 25 years now. We are now working in over, I think it's 16 facilities, some major hospitals, also along the same lines as HAI, working to strengthen the public sector, working to strengthen the public system of care that exists in Haiti, save for one facility that we work in Haiti. Everything else is in the public sector. The human resource ratios in Haiti are astoundingly low for health. The nursing ratio to population is actually lower than the physician ratio. Multiple factors for this. One main one of which is that the number of Haitian American nurses we have working in this country, in particular on the East Coast in Miami, New York, Boston, etc. And a lot in Canada as well. So there are a lot of Haitian nurses who received excellent training in Haiti who are now working in our own country serving our patients. And this is just another photo of some of the measures that were taken last week in the wake of the storm to get medications out to the patients. The overall structure of nursing education in Haiti, and this is what I'm going to focus on, is really looking at nursing education and one of the projects that we've been working on that we were hoping to get started to improve nursing education. So, nursing education sits, the leadership for nursing education actually sits in the Ministry of Health. And this is a borrowed slide, and I would actually flip that it's actually in the Ministry of Health in conjunction with the Ministry of Education. There's a director of nursing who sits at the Ministry of Health and who is sort of overseeing the accreditation and overseeing a lot of the nursing education in Haiti. There are five public nursing schools, state nursing schools, even though that's a six, sorry, should have changed these, that are officially accredited by and under the auspices of the University of Haiti. And then there are two private nursing schools who offer officially accredited degrees. Nursing is still a three-year degree in Haiti. There for the sort of top-level nurses, there's an extended sort of almost master's-level nursing program for public health nurses, and also for midwifery. There was, that's been changed, but there's also the private schools are also offering now a baccalaureate degree, and the public schools are now moving to a baccalaureate program, so to a four-year degree, the first class of which should graduate in 2 years. Everything was set back slightly, obviously, this year, especially with one entire class being lost out of the Port-au-Prince school, which had the largest number of enrolled nursing students and also was the best school out of the state schools. But so the problem that has been identified by our partners at Regis College and also by the nursing faculty themselves and leadership at the Haitian nursing schools is the lack of preparation of faculty at the schools. Most of the faculty that are teaching at the Haitian nursing schools themselves received a 2 or 3 year degree, have not received any pedagogical preparation, have not received any teaching instruction or lesson instruction, etc. And so nor sort of good coaching and mentoring to be good preceptors. And so one of the things that we were trying to, we as Partners in Health, but also in collaboration with Regis College, was looking at a longer term project on training the teachers, on improving the pedagogy of the skills of the teachers, especially in the state schools. Now, with that in mind, you may have heard one of the major projects the Partners in Health is embarking upon post-earthquake is helping to build a new teaching hospital in Mirebalais, Haiti. This is about an hour outside of Port-au-Prince. It's to supplement and complement and hope, and not replace, but to be in place as soon as possible. We're hoping to open up at least parts of the facilities a year from January. And this, so it's not to replace the main teaching hospital in Port-au-Prince, the general hospital, or the Huey, which you may have heard about, but it's in the wake of the earthquake, but it's to really complement it, supplement it, and also serve as a really good teaching base for medical students, for nursing students, et cetera. It is an enormous undertaking. There's going to be a 320-bed hospital with multiple departments, here's a rendering of the architectural drawing we have of that. And it's going to have, every department you can think of, from outpatient and inpatient, with good surgical services, and also a lot of teaching and training spaces, just like the facility that Christine had mentioned in Ethiopia. The nursing needs in this facility are going to be enormous, and many of which are not available at this time in Haiti. There are a lot of underemployed nurses in Haiti, many of whom were working in the private sector prior to the earthquake, and whose facilities may have closed since the earthquake. And so there are some nurses to draw upon, but certainly not enough. So one of the other things that we're thinking of, and one of the points that I missed making at the beginning, was that there are a lot of auxiliary nurses, and as there are in many other countries around the world. And so a lot of 1 to 2 year trained nurses who end up doing the bulk of patient care at a lot of these hospitals and outpatient facilities. So one of the ideas we have in the next year is to do a lot of training up of the auxiliary nurses to become higher level, more highly trained nurses. And this is something, though, that we're already behind on, and so we're looking for a lot of partners to work with us on it. These are just a few of the partners that we have reached out to us, and we have reached out to. Array of NGOs that Julia showed in Cote d'Ivoire post conflict. You have about that level of madness going on in Haiti right now, not only with NGOs, but now with universities and colleges, hospitals, other groups who may have sent down an emergency team for a week post-earthquake and now really want to get involved in long-term projects in Haiti. And to coordinate them, to get them involved in a meaningful way, the Ministry of Health they just have meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. And so one of the roles that we've been trying to help with is just to also help coordinate, at least from the Boston area, because there are enough nursing schools, nursing facilities there who all want to get involved. We're having trouble even coordinating, helping coordinate those. So these are just a couple of, I just want to talk briefly about a longer-term project that we started working with Regis College on over 3 years ago, and which we have not been able to get funded. I think we were all very hopeful in the wake of the earthquake with the billions of dollars that were pledged, that some of that would be going to long-term initiatives and to some pre-professional or to some actual professional training programs, not just some of the shorter-term training programs that we typically see funded by aid programs, but something that would really be long-term, planned-out, strong programs. The money is yet to appear for a lot of the sort of long-term efforts that are going on in Haiti, but two, it just has not been funding priorities. They've been still, most of the donors, the government themselves, have been so caught up in the emergent situation that looking at long-term funding needs has not yet reached a priority. So we're still hopeful, but it's incredibly difficult to find some long-term funding. So this is what I was mentioning. It's just a long-term faculty training program for faculty from the Haitian public schools and also likely from the University of Notre Dame. And it's to adapt a two-year master's level training program that Regis has in place already in Boston for faculty in the Haitian schools. And so some of the teaching will be done in Boston, some of the teaching will be done in Haiti, a lot of it will have to be translated. So it's going to be a major effort, but it's also something that's incredibly needed, and what we're hopeful about the program for is that it will be something that can be then, you know, located in Port-au-Prince for the rest of the nursing faculty around the country, and it will give the faculty there a step up to be training their students who are supposedly going to have better training than the faculty themselves, longer term training. So it's also something that we're already behind the curve on and something that we're really trying to get going. And I'm not going to read through all of the stuff. I've pretty much already covered all of it. Just to say that I just want to reemphasize the need for the longer-term training programs, and that this is something that I think, as I already said, but really looking long-term, there's within PEPFAR, there were supposed to be the newly reauthorized PEPFAR from 2 years ago. We were supposed to be training 140,000 new healthcare professionals in PEPFAR countries and other recipient countries. Another thing where we, the U.S. is so far behind the ball of what we had intended to do with this, and these are perfect programs that actually could be set up through those, through that system of funding, but the connections are also not being made just yet. So I'm just going to close. I'm going to close with this slide later on today. I think Cornel West said it better than, and so did George Bernard Shaw. Things are, I won't go into everything I'm going to say this afternoon, but you know, we all really felt that there was, and I think Wendy alluded to it too when looking at some of these friends, we all really felt with the new administration, we really felt with some of the new aid programs that are coming out, the GHI, et cetera, that we were going to see some serious change for aid programs, for longer term programs, for things that were really needed in the countries where we're working. And unfortunately, we're not seeing it yet. I really felt like Haiti was going to be a great case example of new approaches to aid delivery, new approaches to programs. It's been status quo ever since January 12th. And so I think what I would just implore you all sitting in the room today is to think about this, to, if you have the opportunity, to do some advocacy on this, because status quo is not going to get us anywhere. We're, you know, especially in places like Haiti, where we are now seeing disaster after disaster after disaster after disaster. And we have got to start putting some systems in place that we can actually address some of the hugely problematic chronic issues before we can actually start addressing some of these acute problems. So thank you.